and are responsible to care for those who hate them. The word that is translated enemy gives the idea of someone that is despised, at enmity with, or are hostile to. Rather than giving hatred back to those who hate you, we, as disciples of Jesus Christ, are called upon to love those who are unkind, disrespectful, or even hateful to us. We are called upon to pray to those who persecute us. The word that is translated enemy gives the idea of someone that is despised, at enmity with, or hostile to. Rather than giving hatred back to those who hate you, we as disciples of Jesus Christ are called upon to love those who are unkind, disrespectful, or even hateful to us. We're called upon to pray for those who persecute us. So how are we supposed to do that? We are unable to do any such thing in our own strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to overcome the fleshly inclinations, the personal animosities, and the individual hurts that we tend to hold on to. We need to cling to God and let go of ourselves and our wants and desires to focus on what God has planned for us to bring us into His glory. For if you love God, if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is one of those hard sayings of Jesus, and the point should be well taken. If you love only those who love you, what have you proven? That you're just like any other person. There's not one bit of difference between you and the tax collectors. While we're here, let me tell you why the tax collector was the most hated person in town. Number one, they worked for the hated Romans. That made them hated by the fact that they were working for the ones that were giving aid and comfort to the enemies. They were able to charge taxes at a rate that was higher than what the Romans actually levied and keep the difference. They were looked upon as corrupt, greeting, and collaborators with the Roman occupiers. So to be told that you were doing just what tax collectors do was a pointed statement by Jesus. And if you greet your brethren only, aren't you doing what tax collectors do? The implication is that if you wish to be considered the children of God in the truest sense of the word, you must put yourself into situations that are outside your comfort zone. Again, the therefore is there for something, and that you as a believer are to be teleoi, even as your heavenly Father is teleos. Those words are translated as perfect, but they are much more nuanced than that. It can mean as well as perfect, being brought to an end, mature, total, wanting nothing, to completeness, and consummate human integrity and virtue. It is also used to describe a fully grown adult male. The point is that in order to show that your faith is complete, that you are mature, that you are a person of consummate human integrity and virtue, you must love your enemies. There are those who want to make it acceptable not to be kind to those who have a different perspective than we do, or to make exceptions to the concept of loving your enemies, but Jesus makes no such provision. Be understanding of those who oppose you, because they don't know any better. And you can't do better unless you know better. And that falls upon us. We must be better prepared to give a reason for the hope that lay within us. Not falling back on, I felt the fever of the Spirit fall on me, and I knew it was God. But rather the propositional truth that brings us to the throne room of God that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 11. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that He was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. He was also seen by James, and then by all the apostles. Then, last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. If you tell this to those who are willing to listen, and let God do the rest, you will be doing what is needed to grow the church, because church growth, in the truest sense, does not depend on anything other than that for the expansion of the kingdom. Heavenly Father, as we continue to adapt to things in this world as they are under the COVID-19 protocols, we know that you're not surprised or amazed at anything, because all things happen according to the counsel of your will, that even when circumstances lead us to think that we are caught completely unaware, you are most certainly in control. As the Apostle Paul said, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And who knows that but that we were called to be your representatives in such a time as this. Let us not be fearful or doubt. Let us not have the circumstances of our lives dictate the level of trust that we have in you and your unsearchable kingdom. For we have been brought with a price. We have been redeemed at the cost of the life of our Savior Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, to make intercession for us daily. If we have unconfessed sin today, let us be reminded that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we are liars and the truth is not in us. So help us to be that lamp that is shining in the darkness, to allow others to see that this is but a way for the church to make a difference to others and to show the truth of your love. To those who are ill and weak, let not your hearts be troubled, but to trust in God with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding, for all your needs shall be provided according to his riches and glory. Help them to deal with the life that they have in a way that provides truth of your faithfulness. Allow us to be your vessels for truth, and we will give you the praise in advance for it. In the mighty, powerful, sweet name of our Savior Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Please join us again Wednesday night at 6:30 for Bible study, and next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for our next sermon. You can send prayer requests to me at pastor.a.fccog@gmail.com, and we'll pray for you. Blessings and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. Amen.